Welcome back, one and all, to What You're Not Listening To here on Ace of Spades PDX. I'm still your host, Ben Brown Jr., Daddy Ben Bear. And welcome back, Children of the Revolution. This is our second show this week. And both shows are only half hour long and each feature a brand new band, some great, exciting new music for me to play for all of you. And interestingly enough, each one features a woman as the lead. And today we're looking at the Abibio Sound Machine because you need this in your life. Nostalgia is a very powerful and dangerous drug. Often, it blinds us into thinking that the past was always this perfect thing. It's one thing to be mindful of things in days gone by. It's quite another to hold on to them as if the world and oneself didn't grow older, move on, and change. How dangerous? You have those friends from high school, right? The ones that believe that their best days are behind them, hating anything new, strange, or different, and becoming bitter and angry about it. That's how dangerous nostalgia can be. To illustrate what looking back but thinking forward can do, all one has to do is look at the hottest world music act of this decade, Abibio Sound Machine. It doesn't hurt that they are quite simply also the hottest dance band of this decade as well. Now think about that for a moment. Since 1979, how many dance acts have been groups that have succeeded in winning over new fans year after year? By and large, dance music has now been relegated primarily to DJs using a multitude of electronic devices to create music instead of the more organic groove that a well-seasoned group of musicians can give. Abibio Sound Machine initially started off as a producer-driven group by Max Reinhard, Leon Bridgert, and Benji Bhutan, fans of older music styles from West Africa, namely the sounds of 1970s African highlife and African disco, both of which were much more funk and R&B driven than their names imply. They wished to bring the sound back, but update it with some elements of later music styles, such as disco, post-punk, electronic music, and drum and bass. Upon finding singer Eno Williams, a London-born but Nigerian-raised singer, the trio realized they hit on something special. Eno sings in English and Abibio, which is the native tongue of her mother, who hails from southern Nigeria, and effortlessly switches between the two, sometimes in mid-sentence. With help from another influential English DJ who loves world music, Gilles Peterson, their debut single became a club smash in London. Quickly but carefully assembling a performing touring band, they also won over a live music fan base. The group features members young, mature, black, white, Hispanic, and even feature guitars who once played with one of the purveyors of world music before that genre even had a name, Osibisa. Abibio Sound Machine are a new band that is more than a nostalgia act. They are one of the few groups keeping and updating an African musical heritage alive, but keeping it sound thoroughly modern on purpose. Opposed to the DJ culture that's become commonplace among dance music events, Abibio Sound Machine illustrate clearly that there's nothing like the real thing. And just like our show from earlier in this week, it's going to be a half hour long, and we're going to be doing about 25 minutes, 20 to 25 minutes worth of music, and then we're going to have a finale. And we're going to be kicking off our show with, in a sense, the title track to their most recent and third full-length release, Dokomane, which means Tell Me in Abibio. And we'll see you just before the grand finale.
Tell me what you want me to do. You say Yo. She worked very hard to get money, money who I want. She worked very hard to get money, money who I want.
Welcome back, Children of the Revolution. This is Daddy Ben Bear, Ben Brown Jr. here on Ace of Spades PDX via Blueberry Podcasting, in case you've forgotten. And isn't this been amazing? Most people shy away from world music because they don't understand what exactly it encompasses. It encompasses a great deal of music, and it's really kind of a generic term. So hopefully you've been dancing and having a great time. Remember, research says it may prevent Alzheimer's. And let's look at the last 25 minutes or so of music that we heard from Bibio Sound Machine. Kicking it all off was Tell Me, their most recent album, Dokomane, from 2019. Following that was from their debut album, Bibio Sound Machine in 2014, The Talking Fish. After that was Joy from Uyai, their second album, 2017. From the charity album, Beating Heart Malwe, from 2015. And let me see if I get this right. I'm probably going to butcher it. Amai Nidi Wulule. That's what I think it is. It's just an amazing track, regardless. And the song we just heard, She Worked Very Hard, again from their most recent release, Dokumen, from 2019. And I will never forget when I first heard this next song. I actually saw the album at a record store and asked the clerk about it, and they didn't really know anything about it. I wrote it down and went home and got online and said, maybe there's a video, maybe there's some reviews, maybe there's something, right? There was something about this album that just, as I looked at it, it just struck me as being, this might be interesting. And then I saw the video, and I was like, okay, this is a great way to find out about music, especially when your own record store clerks don't understand. And see, the internet is good for some things. And if you have questions, feedback, comments, love letters, and requests are always welcome. Please drop us a line at here on the podcast page where this lives. And love to you all. Thank you for sticking around. And next week, we'll be looking at 1950s urban blues. Right now, we're going to leave you with another track from their debut album from 2014, Let's Dance.
Remember, oh yeah, yeah.